Section 150. On April 14, 1972, the World Conference adopted this message given through W. Wallace Smith as embodying the Word of God to the Church at this time, authorizing the ordinations called for and directing its inclusion in the Doctrine and Covenants in its appropriate place. It provides for one change in the Council of Twelve and the reorganization of the presiding bishopric. Other inspired instruction is related to the Church's response to opportunities for evangelism in several national and cultural situations developed during the decade of the 1960s. Continued studies of temple functions are commanded, and funding is seen in expanded dimensions. The stewardship of conservation and the use of natural resources is emphasized. The role of prophetic leadership by church officers is noted. The saints are admonished to bear the burdens of those whose pre-Christian way of life is expressed in unfamiliar social structures, while the work of redemptive grace goes on among them. The prophet introduced his message with this preamble. After seeking diligently for light regarding the welfare and needs of the church, I present the following as the will of the Lord for His church, interpreted and brought to you through the Spirit of inspiration and wisdom. In explanation and for clarity, I awoke extremely early on the morning of February 16, 1972, and wrote as the Spirit directed me. Now, by virtue of my position, I am permitted to bring this inspired message to you as guidance to the Church in these latter days. Your prayerful consideration and acceptance are sought in the spirit of humility and goodwill. To my servant Donald O. Chesworth, your services as an apostle have been acceptable unto me. You are now to be relieved of your duties as a member of the Council of Twelve. You are called to continue to minister to the saints in the capacity of an evangelist patriarch, with the emphasis on revival preaching. If willing, you should be set apart in this office as soon as practicable, and take up your ministry with your brethren in the order of evangelists. To fill the vacancy thus created, my servant John C. Stewart is called to be an apostle and should be set apart as a member of the Council of Twelve so that his ministry as a high priest can be extended into apostleship. As a special witness, he will take his place with his brethren of the Council as soon as ordination can be provided for, in order that there shall be no interruption of the work of spreading the gospel in this and other lands where my name must be known. In times of stress and under trying circumstances, my servant Walter N. Johnson has served to capacity in discharging his duties as a bishop. As presiding bishop for the past 6 years, he has done much to promote the work of the church and to advance the cause of the kingdom. He is now to be relieved of his onerous task and is to take his place among the high priests as a bishop. He will serve in this capacity in various geographic locations as time and circumstances permit, but without specific assignment. To fill a need thus created, and in harmony with my will now revealed through my servant the prophet, Francis E. Hansen is called and should be set apart as presiding bishop of my church in these latter days. As such, he will be charged with the responsibility to act as president of the Aaronic priesthood in matters of teaching and training in harmony with provisions in the law of the church. Further in harmony with my will, and in order to give continuity in office, Harold W. Cackler is called to remain in the presiding bishopric as a counselor. To complete the organization in the presiding bishopric, my servant Gene M. Hummel is called as a counselor to the presiding bishop and should be set apart to this office. The Spirit prompts me to reveal further words of advice and direction. Collectively and individually, you, my people, are commended for your excellent response to the needs of my church, both in sharing the gospel and bringing new members into the body of Christ, and also for making your accounting and paying your tithing. By compliance, you have furnished the funds necessary to finance projects which have brought ministry to many in need of spiritual and physical assistance. These are portentous times. The lives of many are being sacrificed unnecessarily to the gods of war, greed, and avarice. The land is being desecrated by the thoughtless waste of vital resources. You must obey my commandments and be in the forefront of those who would mediate this needless destruction while there is yet day. Continue your study toward defining the purpose and selecting a place for erecting a temple in my name for the teaching of my priesthood. If you will be faithful in this, continuing to raise funds, even if for a time it may seem a sacrifice, you will be blessed with enough and to spare. You are admonished to support your officers, whom I have chosen to be set apart, that I may honor them by my spirit also. In this manner, instructions given to you regarding membership participation and priesthood training may go forward at an accelerated rate and according to instruction given in previous commandments. Monogamy is the basic principle on which Christian married life is built, yet, as I have said before, there are also those who are not of this fold to whom the saving grace of the gospel must go. When this is done, the church must be willing to bear the burden of their sin, nurturing them in the faith, accepting that degree of repentance which it is possible for them to achieve, looking forward to the day when through patience and love they can be free as a people from the sins of the years of their ignorance. To this end and for this purpose, continue your ministry to those nations of people yet unaware of the joy freedom from sin can bring into their lives. In this way, they will be brought to a knowledge of the teachings of my gospel and be made ready and willing to help spread the message of reconciliation and restoration to other worthy souls. In this ministry, the Apostolic Council, as the chief witnesses of the gospel, are directed to interpret and administer the doctrines and ordinances of the gospel in a manner appropriate to the circumstances in which they find such persons. The spirit of unity must prevail if my church is to survive these perilous times and continue as a viable force in the world, fulfilling its destiny. You, my people, have been called apart to assist in this great work in these last days. Put aside petty differences and join together as never before, that all may labor together according to the gifts with which I have endowed you, and my spirit will be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Your servant in Christ, W. Wallace Smith, President of the Church. Independence, Missouri, April 11, 1972.